You're listening to Safari 7, a podcast tour of urban animal life along the number 7 train line, 52nd Street.
Between the 46th Street and 52nd Street stops, you can look out to the south and catch a good glimpse of the new Calvary Cemetery.
We're going to take you on a journey, not beyond the grave, but right into it, to learn all the dirty details about dying in New York City.
Bury my body, Lord, I don't care where's a...
What do you think happens when you die? They put you in the ground, and you rot.
I'm never gonna die. I'm gonna be frozen like Walt Disney. Duh.
Calvary is one of the biggest cemeteries in the country. There are almost 3 million bodies buried there. Add to that the 28 other cemeteries in Queens, and, well, I think you understand what I'm getting at here.
That burial must have a huge impact on the ecosystem of the city? If the body is sealed underground or buried deeper than about 3 feet, it isn't exposed to oxygen. Unlike aerobic digestion, which leads to valuable compost and produces carbon dioxide and water, without oxygen, the body liquefies into a potent sludge and leaks out methane, a greenhouse gas that is over 20 times more efficient than carbon dioxide at trapping heat in the atmosphere. The problem with traditional burials is that bodies and materials are not able to return to the earth. Instead, they become the gases and chemicals that we associate with industry and the destruction of our environment. New techniques for disposing of bodies focus on decreasing the impact of these emissions. Organic burialists, supported by the Green Burial Council in the United States, want to provide respectable burials to bodies while minimizing the impact on the earth. So they use biodegradable boxes in place of bulky coffins, keep bodies on ice instead of using dangerous embalming fluids, and bury bodies in topsoil rather than 6 feet deep.
I've also heard that green cemeteries don't quite look like your average cemetery. Instead of being manicured and landscaped, the grounds retain their natural form, stone grave markers are replaced by tasteful memorials that can be placed on natural occurring rocks or trees. Ultimately, the most ecological alternative to burial is not some newfangled technology, but a simple reevaluation of how bodies are put in the ground, so that those well-known words, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, once again become a reality.
The Safari 7 podcast was created by Alex Cook and Ryan Johns and is brought to you by the Urban Landscape Lab and MTWTF.